It's 1955. The sound of church bells and screams fill the silent, solemn air in Chicago. One by one, they go through the line, examining the body. One in every five people have to be escorted out of the church. The body of Emmett Till is so mutilated that many faint. The actions that led up to 14-year-old Emmett Till's death is unforgivable. A few days before, in Money, Mississippi, Emmett was visiting family and went to the grocery store. The bell on the door rang as he walked through into the store. He walked over to the cashier, who was a white lady named Caroline Bryant, and paid a candy he had bought. The cashier claimed that Emmett had said, "Bye, baby," on his way out. Even though no one was around to see the scene, the lady later claimed that Emmett had grabbed her and whistled at her as he walked out. 4 days later, the lady's husband, Roy Bryant, had returned from a business trip and heard about the incident. He and his brother-in-law, J.W. Millam, went to Emmett's uncle's house asking to see Emmett. They forced him into their car and drove off, both B. Emmett behind Millam's residence in a tool house. After they had beaten Emmett, they drove to a river and threw his body in the water. His body was not found until 3 days later, and his face was extremely disfigured that the only way they identified him was by a ring he had. Even after all that the men did to Emmett, they were both considered not guilty by an all-white jury. Emmett Till's story is an example of how colored people were still treated even after the amendments. His story shows how African American people were still being treated badly and how racism was still a big issue. The poll taxes, literacy tests, and black codes are also examples of the mistreatment of African Americans after the Reconstruction era. The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments are put in place to free slaves and make them citizens, but still limit them when it comes to their rights and freedom. Poll taxes force everyone to pay a tax to vote, but recently freed slaves are not able to pay this tax due to not acquiring money. Slaves were not taught to read or write, so when a literacy test was put in place, it prevented African Americans from voting. Black codes are one of the biggest things preventing African Americans from being equal. One black code stated that a black person would be fined $5 if found intoxicated. Emmett Till, the literacy test, black codes, and poll taxes show how African Americans were free but were still treated as slaves after the Reconstruction era.